Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It is 9:32 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Now, I mean, on Fresh Breakfast, you should know one thing is that we love sports, okay? I particularly love MMA, and we've got a Namibian MMA fighter in studio, a professional for that matter. And he's going to tell us about a big fight that's coming up and everything that we need to understand with regards to this fight. We've got Veya in the studio. How are you doing, my good sir?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah,
good to have you here, Veya Hinda. That's mixed martial arts athlete at Fresh FM. You've got a big one coming up on the 1st of March. Who's your opponent, just by the way? Let's first start there. Do you know who your opponent is?
I do. His name is Iviwe Matpa something. I'm
not Yeah. South African dude.
South African dude, yeah.
Okay. And you know, if you check international fights, right, you know, they have a very intense process in terms of studying their opponent and understanding what their weaknesses are. Is that the same with your team? Did you study this? You know, we don't even need to know that guy's name, bro. did you guys do that as well? Study his weaknesses, study his game, what is about?
Yeah, I leave that up to my team. Yeah, I've got a very good team behind me, so I leave that up to them. I've just got one job, just to make sure I'm well prepared mentally.
Yeah.
They'll tell me, okay, no, we're going to come in, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So I just trust in them and that they've done their work, and I must just go out there and do my work.
That's the spirit, man. Talk to us about your preparation, especially when you know that there's a fight coming up, right? The training gets intense, as opposed to when you're just keeping fit, you're still waiting for an opponent or you're waiting for a date. Walk us through that intensity, bro, that training. Does this involve also your diet? Like, make us understand. Because usually when we watch TV, we just see the guys sparring, going at it, and then our favorite win. We don't necessarily understand that process behind it, dog.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing.
Yeah.
We have to wake up really early in the morning, you know, either go for a run or do some sprints, or I'll go do some strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
And then I'll get some time to rest. Obviously, I have to be eating well, sleeping well. And then midday, I'll go again and do some technical. Maybe my coaches have picked up something in my game that I need to improve on, and they've seen something in his game. So we'll go through the game plan during that time. And then there'll maybe be another hour and a half session, 2 hours,
of
just watching tape and strategizing. And
then
I get some time to rest again. And then in the evening, it's more like the sparring and the technical work and more intense stuff.
And this is every day, man. 7 days.
This is every day. Maybe Sundays I get off sometimes.
Oh wait.
But most of the time it's gonna be every day.
Yeah, it's go. You're a mixed martial artist, right? Athlete.
That's cool.
That means you do everything, right? You wrestle, you strike, you kick, submission. Is all of that part of your MO?
That is, I can do it all.
I can
mix it up. Yeah, I'm really good.
Are you a master of one, or you handle somewhere everything?
Jack of all trades.
For else?
Yeah, jack of all trades. You'll see it on Saturday.
So it just depends on on what actually happens in the octagon, isn't it? Like you know what happens, what he brings, and how you respond to it.
I'm going to implement my game.
You're going to implement your game, my man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Do you want to knock him out, or are you looking at handling it and say, listen, let's go to the distance?
Obviously, I would like a finish, I got a submission, but whatever is there, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, in MMA, even boxing for that matter, fans always want to see that a little bit of a prolonged fight and see the intensity and whatever. But I always sit there and think, but like, why put your body through all of the stress of going 12 rounds, 5 rounds? This one that you have right now, is it 5 rounds?
5 rounds.
It's 5 rounds, yeah. Why go through all of that if you have that opportunity to knock out the dude in the first or second? If there's an opportunity, take it, right?
But, you know, I've never fought a 5-round fight before. Mm. So a little bit of me also wants to be like, you know what? Let me see what it's going to be like.
My man.
But I also don't want to be like, oh no, if I can finish him in the first. My coach is like, man, then you finish him in the first. So I'm like, oh, okay, fine. I'll see. Whatever he gives me, I'm going to take.
So okay.
He wants to give me his head in the first round, I'm going to take the head.
So, my man. You know what I mean? Jaw, head, everything, whatever is open, you go for
I'm
it.
I'm taking it, yeah.
Talk to us about who you really want to fight. on an African circuit? Like, who's there on the throne that you see? I'm coming for you, bro. Like, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for the belt. You know what I mean? Mm. I mean, yes, you got to handle these lighties now. You know, you got to handle them right now. It's fine. Give me those mandatory fights. But who's there that you see? Man, I'm coming, bro.
The guys that I'm really watching right now, they're, you know, fighting the UFC. We've got...
Oh, you're looking at the international bros.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Drakus is there, so why not? There's South African right next to, why not a Namibian, right?
But yeah, just the weight difference, man. I would love to fight him because his style is so... diverse. I don't understand him. I watch his fights always. I'm like, man, how does this guy fight? How does he?
Who?
Drakus?
Oh, you want to, like, oh, snap, bro. Yeah, that's like, he's a very difficult fighter. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you can't necessarily figure him out.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the challenge. I like to, you know, I would like to try and see, do I understand?
Yeah.
Crack this guy's code, but just the weight difference and the different weight classes. So that's out of reach. But
okay. Moving away from you now, right? Just going into the international sport of things. I'm a big fan of Adesanya. But something is happening there, man. From your perspective, right? For someone that is in the game, what's going on with our homeboy?
In my opinion, that man is washed.
Yeah? He's done.
He's done, man. He's 35, you know. In the sport, you don't have too many years, you know. So he's now maybe 35, 36.
Yeah.
You get a lot of young guys coming up. A lot of energy.
That are faster.
And they're hungrier. They haven't been where you are, so they'll do anything. Adesanya is... He's done. He's done. He's at the age where he must consider retiring. You know, he's lost maybe like 3 in a row now. So settle down now. Go spend some time with your family.
You know, enjoy the money that you made over the years, bro. You know what I mean? Oh, wait. I mean, they say a good dancer knows when to leave the stage. First of March, how do we support you as Namibians, bro?
There should be a live stream. So if you guys can just tune in and watch me go to work, that would be lovely.
Yeah, drop those Namibian flags.
Yeah, on the social media, everything. I appreciate everything and I see it all. So obviously right now I'm just trying to lock in, so I'm not too active on my socials. But yeah, I'll appreciate the support if you guys can tune in.
This is at Pretoria, in Pretoria, sorry. Do you know about the venue? Where's the venue?
I believe it's at Hartveld Arena.
Hartveld Arena.
In Pretoria, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's not underestimate fellow Namibians, okay? If we can go to a Kaizer Chiefs Orlando Pirates Derby, if we can go to a Chris Brown Derby, I'm sure, damn it, we can go to a Veya championship fight, man. Come on! So, yes, it's a call to everybody, every single Namibian in Pretoria or around surrounding areas. Because, I mean, man... we can make this thing happen. You know what I mean? Let's go out and let's go support our boy. That's on the 1st of March at the Hartveld Arena. There we go. Your message to our fellow Namibians?
Guys, I'm going to work. Just tuning in. You know, it's been a while and I'm ready to take over. You know, like Conor McGregor always says, we're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
You see?
Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to protect yourself, bruh.
Hey, you didn't got to worry about me. You should be telling him that.
Oh, wait. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate it, man. Like, we'll talk to you when you're done with the fight, when you come back with that bell, dog. You know what I mean? And we'll have that conversation. Yes, we'll see. I don't even think we'll see any bruises or whatever. But you'll be here, dog. And we'll talk about that fight. We appreciate you and we're rooting for you, my man.
Thank you so much.
That's it.
Appreciate it.
Cheers. Let's leave it at that. It's 9:41. Veya Hinda, Namibian mixed martial arts, is going for that belt. You better tune in. And if you're at that side, you better go watch it. If you have plans of flying out to South Africa, Pretoria, include this as your plan as well. We've got Money Long lined up, as well as Basi, M-Touch, and Ranger.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.